This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we jump into the episode, we wanted to tell you that we have written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care featuring only the very best of what we have learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with all that the wellness world has to offer.
Plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book is completely free, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
Link is in our show notes.
Hello everybody, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishkon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup. It's Friday, we're here, we're bringing you everything from the world of wellness, culture and more. God, that sounds promising, doesn't it?
Wellness, culture and more. What's the more?
Well, you'll have to see as the show goes on. It's a surprise.
For everybody, including your co-host.
Including me.
Yeah.
It's even a surprise for me.
What? Why? Okay. Why don't we start with, it was Easter.
It was Easter.
How was your Easter?
Really busy. Did a lot of cooking and hosting and eating chocolate. So much so that I actually gave myself a stomach ache.
I'm so happy. And I'm not happy about the stomach ache. Of course I'm not. Because I never want you to be in any pain whatsoever.
But
I ate so much chocolate, I almost made myself sick.
What eggs did you receive and what was your fave?
By the time I received my eggs from my dad, bless him.
Your dad?
He brought over a Celebrations egg and a Smarties egg.
Yeah.
But by that point, yeah. I was so overindulged in the eggs. I had a Kit Kat with Biscoff in it.
Oh.
I had the mini egg this year, let me tell you, was a different class altogether.
Are you talking about mini egg Easter egg?
The mini egg Easter egg, because the actual chocolate,
yes,
has bits of mini egg in the chocolate. You know they used to do that and now they don't do that anymore.
Yes.
What's that about?
Don't know.
Then it was just became a plain egg with like a Kit Kat in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You
yes.
know, or like
boring.
A little bag
so
of
boring.
Chocolate buttons.
Yeah.
But the eggs always used to have the actual chocolate in it, didn't they?
This was also my downfall because, as I said in an Instagram story a few weeks ago, what I was after was the M&S Utterly Nutterly, which was a milk chocolate egg, but within the actual egg were caramelised peanuts. Oh dear Lord, I can't even tell you how good. Anyway, Josh saw it and he texted Ollie in secret and he said, Dad, please go to M&S and get Mum this Easter egg, and then when she asks you how you knew, just say that you had a feeling she'd like it.
Oh my God. That is so amazing. And also a big woo-hoo for the next generation of men. There is hope. Because he's thoughtful and kind and understands the things that you truly want that would make you happy.
He's only 11. So anyway, his father did, as requested, and he came home with the exact egg. And then I said, oh my God, how did you know I wanted this egg? And he said, I have to come clean with you. And he said, look at this text message I got from Josh. I said, that is so sweet. It's like he's trying to like do lovely things for our marriage.
Well, my 15-year-old does the same thing.
How sweet is that?
Because on Friday night, I got a bee in my bonnet that I wanted to go to Bicester on the Saturday.
Yeah.
So my youngest was away.
Yeah.
And normally, Saturday mornings, I go to the gym very early.
Yeah.
And then it is always...
Driving kids around, picking kids up.
Right. There's always a netball match. And then there might be two netball matches.
Yeah.
And there's always a pickup. And then sometimes she stays over at a friend. And then we've got to pick her up. And then she's got a party in the evening. And And then she needs her hair done. And honestly, my Saturdays are taken up with my 13-year-old. Yes. They are just taken up. So the fact that she wasn't there meant that we had a whole free Saturday to ourselves. And I really wanted to make the most of it. And I wanted to go to Bicester.
Yeah.
He obviously did not want to go to Bicester. No. And all night on Friday night, I'm not going. Ask your sister. I like went round and asked all my friends. And now I'm feeling guilty because I realised I didn't ask you.
I was actually busy. But thanks for the non-invite to Bicester.
I did. I went round. Everyone, no one could do it. Anyway, and then I was so upset at the Friday night dinner table, and I was just so upset I wasn't going to Bicester, and I just kept saying to him, but I don't want to sit on the couch all day. I don't want to waste the day. It's one day where we're not driving around. And then Daisy just basically said to him, Dad, just go to Bicester. Just go and have a nice day with Mum.
And he did.
He did.
And did you have a nice day?
We had such a nice day, good. Although he was on his phone a lot.
Right.
But we did go. They've opened a gorgeous new Ottolenghi restaurant. So we had lunch at Ottolenghi.
Nice.
And that was really gorgeous.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I did an M&S nutty egg. I also got some macarons from Paris. Someone bought them for me. I also got some chocolate covered almonds.
You are so bougie over Easter.
I know. I also got a dark chocolate egg with some salted caramel. I can't even tell you. It's been extreme. So extreme.
It's so unlike you.
I know. Anyway, I'm glad. It's all gone. It's out of the house now. I'm thrilled. Because it was just too much.
I mean, but by the time the celebrations egg entered into the house, and Adam was like, oh, who bought this egg? I'm like, how could you still eat more? Because we went over to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's, and there was just chocolate galore. I can't even tell you. Anyway, him and Daisy polished it off.
Good.
And Daisy was like, Mum, you've got to try this. I said, I actually think I'll throw up if I eat any. You know when you you know your limit, you reach your limit, you go over the limit, and then you think, oh, if I could eat that. I mean, there's just no.
Yeah, just no. I'm done with Easter.
I'm done with chocolate.
It was lovely to celebrate the crucifixion, death and resurrection of Christ through chocolate, but I'm over it now. And I'm not even Christian.
Let me tell you something. I mean, I almost gave myself a migraine with the amount of sugar I eat. But the good news is is that I haven't had any chocolate or biscuits for 3 days.
Well done. Well done.
Well, it's not well done. It's because I still feel sick with what I ate. Anyway, what's been going on in the world of self-care over Easter?
The clocks have gone forward.
Oh my God, I didn't even know. I turned up at the gym.
Yeah.
And I got talking to my friends.
Yeah.
And they were like, they mentioned that the clock had gone forward. Yeah. And I had absolutely no idea.
Didn't you look at your phone and it had gone forward automatically?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you just didn't realise it was a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise it was happening.
Right.
And it's not even like I felt a bit out of sorts.
Everyone in my house felt completely out of sorts. Like, it just fucked everyone up. It's 1 hour. I don't know why it was so awful, but everyone kept complaining about it all day.
Because it's like, if you go to Spain, you're okay with the time difference.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're
so okay, what is that?
I don't know, but apparently it's really bad. It happened on Easter Sunday. So apparently it's not bad for one person, but it yields big results when it's done by lots of people. And when a whole country gets slightly less sleep, the effects show in unexpected ways.
Like what?
There are more road deaths because you head out slightly more tired in the morning. Isn't that weird? Your reactions are slightly duller. There is, 6% more road deaths. There's more risk of heart attacks. And if you are unfortunate enough to be in court, then the judgment handed down is often 5% longer. Your sentence is 5% longer in prison than it is on any other day. Isn't that weird?
That seems very unfair.
I know. And it's not even...
And also, if you're... I can't believe that it causes more... It doesn't cause more heart attacks, but maybe just one less hour sleep...
Apparently so.
...brings on a heart attack.
Apparently so.
I don't buy that. And what about the other way around when the clocks go forward? No, back.
There was no data on that because it was only about the clocks going forward.
But I wonder if that's good for your health then, because you get an extra hour
sleep.
It
probably is good, yes. But going forward apparently isn't good. And we don't even need the daylight saving anymore, and the whole thing's absolutely ridiculous and it really should be abolished.
Isn't it for British farming?
Yes.
And it doesn't... Does it happen in every country? It doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't happen in...
It doesn't happen
country.
In America.
No, it's all... It's crazy. There's no economic rationale for it anymore. Basically, it's nuts.
But if the clocks didn't change, then we wouldn't have as long a day as we have now.
No, we wouldn't, because now it gets darker an hour later.
No, I understand.
Yeah. What do you mean we wouldn't have as long a day? We'd have the same 24 hours.
No, but we wouldn't have the same amount of daylight.
No, we wouldn't. But whatevs. It just seems such an antiquated, bizarre thing, the whole clock going back and forward twice a year.
I like it.
That's so weird.
Why?
That you like it.
I do like it.
Why?
I like it. You know, I'm used to it.
You like the change.
I like getting more daylight.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. I don't like it when they go back and it's pitch black at 4 o'clock.
You know, for like a couple of months where it just feels like it's dark all the time. Yes. No, I don't love that. But I love it this side
like
of things.
Okay. Also, other news. British women are not having babies.
What are they having?
Goldfish.
What are they having?
They're not having
All British
babies.
Women are not having babies.
The UK birth rate has plunged for the first time ever in history below 1.5 babies per woman.
1.5.
It's always never. It used to be 2.4, didn't it? And now it's under 1.5. And for a stable...
So is that a regular family? The number is 1.5 children.
Well, obviously you can't have half a baby.
Well, you can't have 0.4 of a baby either.
No, but to create a stable population, it should be 2.1. Everyone should be having 2 babies.
Everyone?
Yes. And now...
That's weird, because then it just doubles and triples and...
Well, it doesn't, but that's what you need, apparently, for a stable population. Now we haven't got it. And it's because of housing costs, childcare fees, salary stagnation, insecure employment, student loans, and 1 in 3 women don't want children at all. And the knock-on effect of this is that we are going to have, eventually, a period of staggering social change. And to maintain public services and economic growth, we will have to rely on a huge influx of immigration.
I have 4 close girlfriends mm-hmm. that don't have children.
Mm-hmm. But you
that's,
see,
that's
I bet
a lot, isn't it?
I bet your mum,
didn't
when she
any.
Was your age, didn't have any.
Do you have any girlfriends that don't have children?
Yes, I have 2 girlfriends yeah. that don't have children. Yes. So, yeah. And what they're saying is the highest birth rates now in the world are in sub-Saharan African nations like Somalia, where average is 5.2,
Jesus.
And Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, where the average is 4.5. So whatever a woman's country, culture or religion, as soon as she is given free choice of having fewer children, she will invariably seize it.
Wow.
Interesting that, isn't it?
That is really, really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, young women now are not raised for domestic sacrifice anymore. Girls are kind of beating boys in A-levels, in degrees, in professions, and they don't really want to risk it because the gender pay gap widens the most in your childbearing years, obviously not for men, because men's careers get a boost after fatherhoods and women's stall, especially if they're staying at home with their kids. And the other reason is people are doing it much, much later after they've like travelled the world and they've got a big house and they've got a promotion.
After they've set their life up
yeah.
and they've got themselves into a position where they feel they can take 6 months to a year out of work.
And also they feel economically stable enough to have a baby. So it's like they do everything
first.
But
also to be economically stable enough, you also have to be stable enough in your position at work that it won't affect it.
Yes. Babies are basically becoming the cherry on top of the cake of an already kind of set up and
yeah.
very full life. Whereas
yeah.
in our parents' generation, they were having babies in their early 20s. It just wasn't like that.
Listen, men can take 6 months paternity if they want to, but do you know any that have? I don't.
No, and I don't really know any men that would want to.
But don't you think that's
honest.
A shame?
I do think it's a shame because you don't get that time back. But this isn't the way the world is set up. And now
no.
women feel the same way. So now there's just not enough babies being born. Which is also a shame. It would be even worse if I was still a doula, because I wouldn't have any bloody work.
Well, you're not. Okay? Now you get to talk about it instead. Well, the thing is that I get it. Because if I was a woman now in my 20s, I don't think I would be in... I mean, I was never in a rush to have children. But I don't think I would... Even if I got married, I wouldn't be in a rush to have children.
I can't say how I would feel if I was 20 now, because my mindset is just the mindset that that I have, so I don't know, but I do know that fertility doesn't suddenly extend or get better because time progresses. Like, it falls off a cliff after 35. That's just biology. And the other thing I have massive issues with is the companies who are paying their female employees to freeze their eggs to keep them in the company longer. So they're like, don't get pregnant now and leave us, we'll give you the 10 grand to freeze your eggs so that you can actually just have a baby in your 40s and stay with us. Because what they don't tell them is the reality of those frozen eggs becoming live children is extremely low. To pay someone off and spoil their chances of motherhood because they want to keep them at the company makes me very angry.
And you are right to feel that way. I agree with you. But the woman does have a choice.
Of course she does. But sometimes they're kind of sort of emotionally blackmailed into it.
Terrible.
Really sad.
Terrible. Hmm. Do you remember when I had a... Actually, it doesn't matter.
So that's what's going on in the world.
I can see here there is an article about Meghan Markle.
Yeah, because it's not about what GP is up to. It's about what Meghan Markle is up to.
I mean, she's launching a new lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard, A-R-O.
A-R-O?
What's the gym wear brand?
American Aloe. Apparel?
Allo, oh, A-L-O.
I don't know that.
It's the American version. I know Lululemon's American, but it's like another Lululemon.
Oh, okay.
It's basically exactly the same.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's a yoga brand.
Okay.
FYI, they're stuffed bobbles.
Bobbles? Oh, bobbles. No, I don't like a bobble.
Well, you don't on your leggings.
I don't like it on anything.
Especially not on your leggings.
Especially not a cashmere jumper.
It's, they don't do cashmere jumpers. They do like leggings. You know, they do lycra. It shouldn't bobble.
It shouldn't.
And also, let me tell you, if you jump up and down, they fall down.
What? That's not a legging.
That's a
dustbin liner.
Not as in your whole knickers are on display. I mean, you just always have to hike them up again.
Well, they sound shit.
They are shit. And they're like $120.
Okay, I won't be buying those ever. But anyway, this is not ALO. This is ARO.
Unless they want to sponsor us. In which case,
they're fabulous. The details of this new lifestyle brand are very hush hush.
For fuck's sake. But she's released a press release.
Yeah, yeah.
About what it's called.
Yeah, they're going to sell pet-related accessories, homeware, and also, I'm not joking, marmalade and jam. Seriously, that is what...
I thought the details were hush hush.
Well,
they're hush hush, but let me tell you their product line. And they retail at... So will people buy what Meghan is selling?
Don't know.
She doesn't seem to have any idea what she wants to stand for besides vague notions of empowerment and luxury. Where was this article in?
It was everywhere.
After making a big deal about how awful the monarchy is, but also wanting all the trappings of inherited privilege, they have refused to drop their titles, and even the ARO logo is a gold crest that looks suspiciously royal. I mean... They want to drop it, and they want to drop the titles, and they don't want to be known for, you know, their royal duties or anything like that. But yet, they don't stop fucking talking about it.
Yes, I know.
They're the only ones talking about it because the royal family are not.
No, but you know, I'm going to be keeping a very, very close.
You're
going to
buy Meghan's jam. I am not.
I actually don't need to buy Meghan's jam because I know how to A, make my own jam, and B, buy jam from the supermarket that won't cost probably £9 a pot.
What about her pet-related accessories?
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on this and see what it is that she is touting. Because I think it's going to bring us endless content, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's not really self-care related, but who cares?
Who gives a shit?
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Tell us what's going up.
What's going up? Goblin mode.
Oh, yeah.
It's defined as a type of behaviour which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, greedy, or typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. Mm. The topic of no to shower or not to shower was revived once more by Jonathan Ross after the chat show host and comedian admitted that he generally showers once a week or less. That is disgusting. I bet you're all like totally into that. His wife, Jane, also goes days at a time without showering.
Yeah, they said that he said that they're like hamsters in a hay nest in their bed because they both just go in unwashed for a week at a time, the pair of them.
And that's fine if that's what they want to do. But what about when he's got to go to work and sit on the couch and interview like major A-list celebrities? Well, he hasn't had a shower.
Well, he's probably just a stinky minger.
I feel in his position, he should probably have a shower before he hosts these big primetime shows.
I generally feel that if I was ever invited onto like a chat show couch and I kissed the host hello, I would expect him to smell of like cologne and lemons.
Lemons.
Not like very, a hamster specific. In a hay.
Or a lemony cologne would
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that would be perfect, but not of like hamster hay.
He probably doesn't smell like hamster hay. He probably smells of BO if he doesn't shower.
Yeah.
How would you smell if you didn't shower for a week?
He did say that once he didn't shower for so long and his armpits were so smelly that even the soap didn't get it off, so he had to shave his armpits.
You know, this goblin mode, this bed rotting, this stuff that is now wrapped up as wellness is a crock of shit.
I don't think he's wrapping this up as wellness,
but goblin mode it's called.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, they also don't shower or wash very often. She said she didn't grow up with a lot of hot water, so she didn't shower very much. He says he only washes his armpit and crotch, and they don't really wash their children unless they can see active dirt on them.
That is gross. I'm sorry, that's gross. My kids, we've always showered. I shower every morning and most evenings. I know you think that's weird, but I do. And my kids have a shower every single day. It doesn't even go, it's not even a thought process not to shower every day.
My kids also shower every day, except the small one who is highly against washing and does have to be cajoled in. But because he's still prepubescent, he doesn't stink. But once he starts stinking, that kid will be locked in the shower until he showers every day.
But you don't shower every day.
I actually don't shower every day, but I certainly shower more than once a week.
Have you showered today?
Yeah, I have. Showered and washed my hair this morning.
Did you?
I probably shower out of 7 days, 5, but not 7.
But on the days you don't shower,
yeah,
don't you just feel gross?
No, you're forgetting that I'm not jumping up and down in a gym doing exercise, so I'm not sweating.
But even on the days that I don't go to the gym, honestly, I think about it every time I don't go to the gym. I think Lauren probably wouldn't shower today, and I try and go the day without showering to see how it feels. It's so ridiculous. I like play a game with myself, and then by like 3 p.m. I'm like jumping in the shower. I can't bear it.
Oh my god, no. I know now. I've showered and I've washed my hair this morning, so tomorrow morning I don't have to, and I feel like such huge relief, so much time gained.
What, 5 minutes?
It's not 5 minutes, so is it? It's at least 7 minutes in the shower. And then
you spend 7 minutes. That's where.
Oh my god! I probably spend more than 7 minutes.
I think I spend 2.5 minutes max in the shower, and that is with washing my hair.
How?
What do you mean how?
How do you rinse off the shampoo and get conditioner and leave the conditioner and wash your body? How do you do that in 2.5 minutes?
Why does it take 7? I don't understand.
It takes me like at least 7 to 10 minutes in the shower.
How? Who cares? Does anyone...
I don't know, but that is very quick. Then there's the blow drying.
Oh, the blow drying. I have to wash my hair every day. Show that.
Oh, no. It's just too much effort. But I don't want to be in goblin mode. No.
Oh, good. But you love the bed rotting thing. This is no different.
It is definitely different.
Unapologetically lazy, slovenly, greedy and self-indulgent.
No, I'm not into that. No.
This is not for me. Maybe we should try it on the show.
Goblin mode. I don't want to shower once a week.
No.
I don't want to stink. Stinking is not self-care.
Okay, silent travel.
It's going up.
That is also going up. I feel like we've documented this before. The growing awareness of the importance of mental health and well-being has drawn people to take time to seek out silence and solitude. Another factor driving this trend is the desire for authentic and meaningful travel experiences. I've read this somewhere. This can be simple things such as watching the sunrise over a quiet mountain or listening to the waves on a beach.
Lovely.
And that sounds fucking amazing.
It really does.
I think that's always going up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's just a trend. That should be mandatory.
For everyone.
For everyone.
3 times a year.
Especially if you're living in the UK and you are called Lauren Mishgon and Nicole Goodman. It should be absolutely mandatory.
Yeah.
But you know what's going down?
What?
Mono gifting. Giving everyone the same birthday present to make life easier. Did you ever do that?
Have I ever done that? No, I would never do that.
Well, it's going down as if it was a thing. I've never done that.
Yeah, it was a thing. It was a real 20-something thing. You basically buy 5 of the same thing and then just give it to all your friends. It's not very thoughtful, is it?
Not really. And I've actually got to get my friend a birthday present for Saturday.
Okay, I'll help you with that later. I love doing that.
What else?
I have had some time in front of the TV over Easter and I have taken advantage of the fact that I forgot that I have Disney Plus. Then I remembered that I had Disney Plus and I decided to watch Poor Things, the movie with Emma Stone. Have you seen it?
Is that what she won the Oscar for?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's her and it's also Mark Ruffalo, long time.
Oh, he is lovely.
He is a big old crush of mine.
All right. I won't take it from you. He is lovely.
I really like him. Anyway, wow, it's a film and a half.
Is it good?
Lot of nunny, lot of boobies, lot of sex. She's not wearing clothes for much of the film, which is probably why she won the Oscar for her braveness in being so naked. It's fucking weird and fantastical and very creative and very rude.
Oh. Was it a good... I mean, does she deserve the Oscar? Was it Oscar-winning performance?
She was excellent in it, as was he.
But she's excellent in everything.
She is.
If you've ever seen her in anything, she's not excellent
in. No, she's a great actress.
Even the one with Ryan Reynolds. It wasn't Ryan Reynolds.
No, it was the other one, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, which I just think they look so alike.
They do, all the Ryans.
What was that film? Amazing film.
La La Land.
No, the other one.
That is the one with Ryan Gosling.
I know they're in it, but they did another one. And then it was with Steve Carell was in it as well. And he befriended Steve Carell and taught him how to date. It's called Crazy Stupid Love.
I've never seen it.
You are going to love it. You are fucking welcome. Your evening tonight, you are on your own. Your kids are at football. No one is there.
Should I watch it tonight?
Got to watch Crazy Stupid Love. Because Ryan Gosling in it is...
I love Ryan Gosling.
He is too much.
Okay.
I'm just warning you. Yeah. He's too much. There's a scene, there's a dirty dancing scene. He's got his top off and he's lifting her above his head. It is so good and so funny and you are going to love it.
Wow. Okay, so I've got that. Thank you. I also watched, here's a confession for you, you'll love this because it's so me. I also watched a third of Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, because it's on Disney Plus. It is, God bless her, over 3 hours long. Now, I'm not a Swiftie, but I wanted to see what the fuss was about, so I watched some of it. It was jolly good, but I wasn't going to spend 3 hours watching it.
Or $300 to go and see her.
And the rest. $300, more like a grand.
My kids were so desperate to go, but no.
But this was the best bit, was that it took until I watched Disney Plus to realise why it was called that. Because, you know, because they're American, they would say the Eras Tour. And I'm thinking Eras. Eras, like in Piccadilly Circus, the statue, the Greek mythology, no. Eras. And then I'm like, oh, they mean era. Because it's different eras. I didn't realise. I didn't twig. Now I get it.
I mean, well done.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks.
It's also spelt the same way.
I know, but so is Erez. So I thought it was something else. I also watched last night Past Lives, which was also nominated for loads and loads and loads of awards. It's absolutely fantastic. It is, it's set in America, but it's a lot of it is in Korean, and it is about these two childhood friends, and it charts them over 24 years.
Oh, that sounds
good.
She
gets married, he stays in Korea, and then he comes to visit her in New York, and it's all about kind of what could have been, what should have been, but how it is.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And I can see here you've written Palm Royale. I did start to watch this. Was it good? I only watched like literally half of episode one.
Because it's only just started, haven't had a chance yet, but it's looking fabulous.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. That does look good.
Okay. Amazing.
I have decided mm-hmm. with my TV.
Yeah.
Because you know how highbrow I am.
I do, yeah.
And now that you've got me into MAFSA,
oh, yeah.
I can't watch anything else.
No, of course not.
I mean, Married at First Sight, it is just everything.
It's everything.
I said to Daisy last night, what are we going to do when it's over? I'm already going.
You'll watch the UK one.
Going to be bereft.
It's fine.
And she's like, Mum, I need to get on my GCSEs. So no more TV until they're finished.
That's very good. Thank you, Daisy, for being so sensible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also binge watching Vanderpump Rules.
Are you? Wow, you've really going lowbrow this Easter.
It's gone really low.
Yeah. You enjoying that?
Season 5. You know what? Not really. But I can't seem to get out.
Okay.
Can't seem to get out. Don't even know why I'm watching it. I don't even like any of them. None of them.
Can I offer you a book instead?
Yeah.
I'm currently reading this. I cannot wait to get into bed at night to read more because it is such a good book. It's called The Things We Do to Our Friends. It's by Heather Darwent, and it is a little bit Gone Girl, a little bit Donna Tartt, The Secret History, a little bit Promising Young Woman. And it is about a girl at Edinburgh University who befriends these very cool, very wealthy group of friends and what they have planned. And I can't tell you more.
Okay.
But it's a
I'll read that on my holiday.
I will give it to you when I'm finished. It is a great book.
Great. Product of the week.
Yeah.
It's from Aldi.
Yeah.
Have you used this?
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
In Aldi, funnily enough.
When were you in Aldi?
I'm often in Aldi.
Where is there an Aldi near you?
Don't think that just because I look like a Waitrose person, I don't love a browse in the middle aisle.
But all you talk about is Waitrose.
But I also love a middle aisle browse in Aldi. Sometimes it's the highlight of the week.
Where is there an Aldi near you?
Very near me, 5-minute drive away from
okay.
me. Okay. Yeah. It is the Lacura.
So what, did you just stumble on this lip gloss?
Well, they have a little beauty section. And you know, Aldi has a whole range of stuff that is knockoff dupes of very expensive brands. So this is, it's the Lacura, which is the Aldi brand of beauty products, the Lacura Lip Gloss Boss.
Love
and
it.
And it is a dupe of the Fenty Gloss Bomb. And it comes in two shades, Pretty in Pink and Gloss Boss. And it is £3.99.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Come on.
When it comes to hair serum, because I'm thinking it's the same with gloss, because gloss is gloss.
Gloss
no gloss. Gloss stays on. The MAC one kind of stays on, but then it sticks to absolutely everything.
I can't stand a sticky gloss.
It's a sticky gloss.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't use it.
No.
But all the other glosses, whether it's By Terry or Aldi or Number 7, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They stay on for the same amount of time, mm-hmm. which is not very long.
No.
You eat something, drink something, it's gone.
Yes.
It's the same with hair serum. Hair serum is hair serum is hair serum.
Okay.
It's just an oil. Some have slightly more silicon in it, so you don't really want that. But honestly, if you need a hair serum, then just go and get like...
Superdrug?
No.
Boots?
No.
Find the word.
John Frieda. Just go and get the John Frieda.
Sorry, I thought you were going to
say... Like basic serum.
I'm a bit disappointed because I buy the John Frieda basic serum and it's still £7. And I thought you were going to say like Superdrug, do one for 99p or something.
There'll never be a serum for 99p. And £7 for a serum is quite good value.
Is it? Because I always feel that the John Frieda serum is expensive.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
I feel like it's a very small little bottle.
They're all small.
Okay. Sorry.
I mean, I would spend like £20-30. I'll tell you the best serum I've ever used.
Go on.
In my entire life.
Yeah.
The best product for hair shine and gloss, I don't even know why we've got onto this.
No.
Is Wow.
I see
the
this.
The Wow spray.
I see in this the silver, on the Instagram.
In the silver bottle, and it lasts up to 2 shampoos.
Oh.
So you only ever use it every other time you wash your hair, which in your case would be perfect. 6 months.
Yeah. This comes up on my Instagram algorithm with the wow hairdresser man putting it on.
He is so fit.
Yeah, and I'm happy when I see him on the algorithm because, you know, he's all right to look at.
But also how he does it with that girl with
the long hair. Oh, no.
Oh, he does it with a girl with a bob.
Right.
And he makes her hair look
amazing.
Utterly amazing.
But then I think, well, it's not the serum, dear. It's the fact that you're a professional hairdresser standing behind her with a hairdryer and a proper brush. And you know how to blow dry her hair. So, of course, it looks good.
But also what he's doing on this one, he's got the Colour Wow spray.
Yes.
And it's supposed to, like, build body. And he literally just spray, her hair's like as flat as a pancake. And he sprays it up. And he just, you can see him doing it.
Yeah.
And he just puts his hands in it. And it's like, oh, my God, she looks like a supermodel.
But to be fair, she looks like a supermodel anyway.
She's probably a different person.
Well, this girl, the one with the long hair, is stunning. And I have clicked onto the link many a time. And I'm like, hang on, it's 22 quid.
Yeah.
Am I spending that? No, I'm not.
It's really, really good.
Mm. Okay, that's annoying that it's good, but
it's
thanks
really,
for the tip.
Really good.
I'm sticking with my Lacura lip gloss.
And your £7 John Frieda serum.
Yeah.
Which is also good, but it's a slightly different colour.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway,
God, we've really covered it all today.
That is, we haven't actually covered anything. Have we covered anything?
Something. We've done film, TV, books, makeup,
Megan.
Hair. Babies, not showering,
Goblin
mode,
Meghan Markle,
clocks going forward and back. It's
yeah,
a lot.
Have. Easter eggs.
Okay, it's actually a lot of content.
It's too much. We need to go.
Yeah, I need to lie down.